Thursday night, Tes Zion, Tammuz, Shmaitza Shir. We are actually up to Shmaitza Gimel, Perek Tes Vav, but I do want to go over some points in Perek Yudalid that I saw in some Sforim that are worthy of note. Perek Yudalid was a nice self-contained Perek about Zman and a Get, and if there's no Zman, Cheskaseishas Ish, and all that good kind of stuff. So I'll go over a few points that I saw in some Sforim. Yeah. Page Kuf Pei here. Addressing the point. Okay, so we have a Tosfos that says what's going on. Tosfos is talking about if there's no Zman to get, so he could cover up for his niece. So Tosfos says, what's going on? How could he cover up? There's a Cheskaseishas Ish. So if we don't know when she got divorced, we'll go with the Chazaka. So Tosfos says she's a Grusha now, and second of all, Cheskas Tzadekes, or Cheskas Kshera. So the Shmaitzer claims that that's one Teretz, not two Terutzim, first of all, and second of all, because the first of all has no Pshat. First of all is a Chazaka Tahashta, and we know that Chazaka to make her trumps Chazaka Tahashta. So he says it's one Teretz, and it's saying that we combine, it's like the Tarte L'Reusa idea. So here we combine, just like by Tarte L'Reusa, we combine the Chazaka Tahashta, you say the Mikvah's Chaser now, and we combine it with the Cheskas Tuma of the person, and that trumps the Cheskas Kashrus of the Mikvah. So here too, these two Chazakas, trumps the Chazaka de Meikar of the Cheskas Eishas Ish. Okay. Yeah. So now he brings down here in the Sefer.
Which two? She's a Grusha, what's the other one?
I'm sorry.
She's a
Grusha
now
and also Cheskas Kshera. She wouldn't be that she wouldn't be designed. Ah, she wouldn't commit such a crime. He brings down here by Gosim Reborach Lashulchanorach Evan Ezer, cause of Shem Shnei Terusim. There are Shitas that say that there's enough of a suffix when you have a Chazaka de Meikara, and right now there's a Reusa, because we know she's a Grusha now, and it's a question of when it happened. You would not give a person Misa. I kept saying that you give Misa based on a Chazaka de Meikara, and that was Tosfos Kasha. So some learn that Tosfos is two separate Terutzim, and that a Chazaka de Hashta is, even though the Shmaitzer talks in very negative terms about Chazaka de Hashta, but we've seen that it has some strength to it, so it has enough that we wouldn't kill a person when it bumps up Chazaka de Meikara to give Misa already, you know, a capital, you need, just like the rules of evidence are different to give someone Misa. So this also, you wouldn't give Misa based on a Chazaka de Meikara when it bumps up against the Chazaka de Ashba. So that's why the first Teretz of Tosfos is enough.
Without
first Cheskas Eishas Ish.
Without first
Cheskas Eishas Ish. Yeah. That it's two Terutzim. Some learn it's two Terutzim. So I see here, he brings down. Yes, it's two different Terutzim. The first Teretz, the Shmaitzer assumes that it's one Teretz, because the first Teretz of Tosfos needs the second Teretz.
According to the
Hashtag,
then you could say that really she doesn't have
Cheskas
Kashrus
because
she was a Phoenician
Zinta. Yeah, it's two different Terutzim. Yes. Okay, now Rav Shimon Shkop in Shari Yosher, Shar Beis Perek Zion. Okay, I have to find where he talks about the Tosfos. He has an interesting Terutz. He has an interesting way of understanding Tosfos. Oh, yeah. This is Rav Shimon. It's really a little esoteric. We didn't learn the Rav Shimon. He has a whole approach in Chazaka. He brings down the Tosfos. And so first he talks about the second teretz of Tosfos, and he says the reason it's pasha to Tosfos that the cheskos kshera is stronger than the cheskos eishes ish is because the cheskos kshera is more of a mevarer. It clarifies what happened. It's a clarification. The chazaka de meikara we know is just. We know it doesn't really tell us what happened. Not really.
All chazakas don't.
Right, but a cheskos kshera does.
A little bit.
Like a room with a lesson.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's more informative. I don't know. It's clara. It's more of a clarifier as to what really happened. It's not just a legalism. Cheskos kshera. Right, it's talking about them. Talking about the metzias of what happened. It's talking about Lemaisa, she wouldn't have been Mazaneh. Oh, that's the preponderance. So that's how Rav Shimon learns also. But that's not what I looked up Rav Shimon for. He brings down the Pnei Yeshua, learns it's all one teretz. He says he doesn't think so. It's two terutzim. So what's the first teretz? He says it sounds like it's a different. So it's the first teretz. I chazaka the meikara stronger than chazaka the hashka. Avol nira loimer. This is really heavy. We don't even know if it stems with everything we learned, but it's good idea if it, you know, if it works out with everything we learned in the whole shmeitzer. But it's, this is Rav Shimon. Taisa doesn't mean chazaka the hashka is saying that she was a. She's a grusha now, she was probably a grusha before. But that's what Tosfos means. He doesn't mean a chazaka da hashka. He means as follows. You know she's mugureshes. Really, the Tosfos lashon is more like Shimon. He doesn't mean chazaka da hashka. He says, right now, it's not relevant. This is the order of Shimon. That chazaka has to be relevant. Since chazaka doesn't really clarify anything, it just tells us a din. So the chazaka always has to be, has to have a certain degree of relevancy, because otherwise we wouldn't apply a legalism if it's not relevant. If so something's a mitziuti, so we would apply. Yeah.
So what he's saying but, is chazaka d'hashta in this case is not relevant.
No, he's saying right now you don't. Right now it's not like yeah, she's a grusha. You know she's a grusha. She got to get. So you're just masupik when it happened. When it happened. And now, at let's say 6 o'clock, you want to know if you should be b'chayev misa on something that took place at 2 o'clock. Is it alzel loy mahani chazaka? Are there a million cases of chazaka that it does? Is it the chazaka loy mahani rak linyan hanhogas isa vehetem ikanu lahaba? You like that word? Avolavar lamafreya, to go back in time, shehamais osa beisur. In order to give a person a punishment, lo mahani chazaka. That's his whole teretz. Could that be true? I would think there's a million cases not like that. He says if it's not negeya mikano lahaba, it's only negeya lamafreya to give someone a punishment for something they did a week ago. He says you don't say chazaka. Yeah, mikvah it's negeya now. How to treat the kelim that would yeah. That's this whole Rav Shimon about chazaka. Chazaka, unlike other things, needs a strong, needs a relevancy. But why isn't it a negeya from, we want to know if we should give a misa. We want to know if we should give a misa.
Now it's negeya.
I guess not, because that's not, that's just a, that's the fallout. Yeah, that's the fallout if you give a misa. But the real question is, in other words, but I don't understand every case of chazaka is like that. We had a million cases. I want to know at 6 o'clock what she was. So that's what the Shimon's saying. I don't know. We have to go back and see. He's saying the only time we would pass him the chazaka at 6 o'clock that something was a certain way at 4 o'clock is if it's no geya now at 6 o'clock.
This is not, I could not be on geya now.
Here, this
with
case is not no geya.
We don't know what to do with it.
That's not this question. The question is not should we give a misa or not. I mean, that's the practical question. But the question is, was she an Eishes Ish at 2 o'clock? But it's not nogeya now at all. So now we know she's not an Eishes.
We just want to know, is the mikvah full or not?
So you say, because there you have kalim now, that you want to know if they're tummy or not.
That's a fala. We just want to know, is mikvah, was the mikvah kosher or not?
I don't know.
Yeah, but this sound, I don't
know. Okay, you have to learn. To do Rav Shimon Joseph, I guess we'd have to learn the whole. That's all. That's the whole Rav Shimon. It's very short. Okay, let's move on. I want to bring out another point.
There's no other ramifications of time, like a Yerusha or something like that. It's only the God of Eishes.
I don't know. That's a, I heard if this children's like, yeah, mamzer, you know?
Yeah,
Mamzerus. If there's a child.
I guess she can live with her husband.
No, she's not. You mean if she's mutter to her husband or not? That's a very good point. So, okay, if she's mutter to her husband or not. If she was Mazana, she's also to her husband, meaning her former husband. Because he could marry her again. If she doesn't marry someone else, he can marry her. If a man divorces a woman, let's just get clear, some basic dinim in case, you know. If a person divorces a woman and she marries someone else, he's not allowed to take her back. That's a lav in the Torah. Not a kohen, anybody. If she marries a kohen, he can't remarry the minute he gives her a get. But anybody can't remarry his wife after she marries someone else. But if she's mezaneh, if she has relations with someone else, she doesn't marry him, then he could marry her. It's only if she marries someone else, not if she's mezaneh with someone else. So that's why here he can take her back. But if she was mezaneh, then a woman that's mezaneh becomes forbidden to her husband, becomes also to her husband. So you're right, it's relevant now if she's with her husband. I don't know. Okay, good. Weiter. Okay, good. What?
It's always going to be something that's relevant now.
No, but this is like really relevant. A lot of times it's fallout, but here, if the woman became Asur Labaila, is directly a question of if she was Mazana or not. Okay, I don't know. I don't know. I have to learn to Rav Shimon, maybe. I'm not doing him justice. I picked out this one piece. He develops the whole idea. So maybe I'm not being fair. Okay. The Shmaitz assumes that the witnesses that sign on an Eidim without Zman, since Rabbanon said that you have to have Zman in the get, so if they sign without Zman, they become puzzle, right? They become puzzle. So here, Sefer brings down, points out, that can't be true. Because the din is if she marries with it, but the Evet, she could stay married. If she goes and marries someone else based on the get without a Zman, she could stay married. She doesn't have to leave her husband. But if the witness is apostle, they signed on the get, then there's no get.
After
they sign. Okay, so he's right. That's the answer. The Ktzois says it. There's got to be a different kasha. Ktzois says Sakasha, a star with ribbis, says you can be gave the Karen. You gave the principal, not the ribbis. So, but I, the witness, is apostle. So the Ktzois answers Tosfos Kasha that they only become puzzled after they sign, but the signatures are kosher. So that's why I'm a shkoich. That's the answer. Okay, you hear? You do the Ktzois?
No.
You know the Ktzois answers that? Then he brings down from the Yeshua Yaakov. The point is that there's no title of Reyosa, because even if she was got the get before she was Mazana, Hamznus is also, she wasn't supposed to be Mazana with someone. So she lost her Cheskus Kashrus anyway. Okay. One more point.
One of the Rav's books, we also saw a kasha, like in the Biurim, Haras of Biurim of the Rav, we saw a nice kasha on that same subject of the Eidim.
Yeah, what? Talk.
It says, how do the Eidim, it says to, the Eidim are not immediately possible, because if they were, did it with Shogeg, the Taos, until Beis Din, makes them possible as Edim, they're not necessarily possible. Because it brings rayas that that if they did it like they were mistaken or I misunderstood or something like that, they're not possible for Edim.
Anyway, you can't possible them. If they're not in front of you, you can't possible Edim. You can't possible Edim.
The Hasidus, you can say, are possible.
But then
the Hasidus are possible.
But we want to use the Chazak and Edim themselves in terms of the Zman of when they signed to kill her.
Okay. Good. Let's go back to the. I need a vacation. Okay. Shabbos is not exactly a rest for my voice. Thank you. Okay. Shmaitzu Gimel Perik Tesvov. Shmaitzu Gimel Perik Tesvov. We're still going to learn about Chazaka, I think. Kasev Shulchan Aruch Yerideya. Okay, there's a mitzvah of Kisui Adam. When you shecht a bird or a... If you shecht a bird or a chayv, or a wild animal, kosher, one hopes, then you have to cover the blood. By a bema, you don't have to cover the blood. Now, if you messed up the shechita, or if the animal's a treifa, meaning it has one of the things that make an animal a treifa, problem with the lung, a problem with any number of things, so you don't do kisui adam. So the Shulchan Aruch says that when you shech the chaya, you don't do kisui adam till you check the lung. Because if you check the lung and it's a treifa, you don't have to do kisui adam. I guess you're not going to make the bracha, so wait. Now, if you find a safek treifa, so he should make kisui adam, but without a bracha. So you don't want to make a bracha levatala, there's all in the Shulchan Aruch. You don't want to make a bracha levatala, but maybe you do have to do kisui adam, because it's only a safek treifa. Safek treifa, safek nevela. If you found a problem with the knife, but you don't know when the problem occurred, all these fakes, you're machasa the dam, you cover the blood, but without a bracha. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Let's read the Shmaitza now. Because of the Shulchan Aruch, Yerideya, Zelushonu Ashochit Chaya, Lo Yechasa Achi Yivdo Korea, till you check the lung, Yemnimtsa Safik Trefa Machasa Beloi Bracha, even if the animal can't be eaten because it's a safek treifa or any other safek, we're afraid that the knife got nicked on the skin of the animal before it shechted. So you do kisui adam without a bracha. Abach choylik b'zeh. Because of the gabi chashash, shema b'or nifkema, meaning if you have a chashash that the knife was no good, so it's a chashash nevela. Right? If the knife was no good, it's a nevela. Machzik noisak a nevela gemura. Lift or below kisa. You don't do kisa yodam at all. The low domi, the sofek treifa. But if you check the lungs and the animals are suffering treifa, then taka b'chasa b'lei bracha, because it was shechted properly, because a treifa, the shechita is a valid shechita. L'mosho, the animal is not a nevela. Now, the gabi tumas nevela. If you shecht the treifa, you're not allowed to eat the animal. Let's start at the beginning. When we say treifa, it's a very bad word, because treif is not treif. I mean, it is treif, but we say treif when something's not kosher. But it's a borrowed term, and it really, a treifa is an animal with certain types of bodily defects, make it a treifa. The din is when you shecht the treifa, you're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to eat a treifa, even if you shecht it properly. But the shechita has an effect on it. What do you mean it has an effect on it? Doesn't say you're allowed to eat it. Oh, If an animal dies without benefit of shechita, or if you messed up the shechita in a way that it's an avela, in effect, an avela is an animal that died without shechita. So then it makes you tummy if you touch it. It's a nevela, it's a carcass. If you shecht a trefa properly, then the animal, the dead carcass, is not metame you. It doesn't make you tummy. It's not a nevela. It's a shchuta. An animal that shechted. It's like an animal shechted an animal regularly. It's not tummy. It doesn't give off tumah. So if you shech the trefa, it's a good shechita. So it's a good shechita, so you have to do kisui hadam. Still without a bracha, but because it's a suffix, I guess, maybe if you don't eat it, you don't make a bracha, but at least it's a good shechita. So you know it's not ena zvucha. You know there's no cheskas ena zvucha. Because it is zvucha. It was shechted. But suffix nevela, you don't know if the nevela was good or not. So there's a cheskas ena zvucha. And therefore, you don't have to do kisui hadam at all. But the chazaka carries over. If the cheskas ena zvucha. So the Bach is mechalek, differentiates between nevela and trefa. By nevela, your suffix is, was there a valid shechita at all? Right? Was there a valid shechita? So if you don't know if there was a valid shechita, you have a chazaka of ena zvucha, it's called. Cheskas ena zvucha. But if it's a suffix trefa, then the shechita was good. So you know it's not ena zvucha. Maybe the shechita is not matter to be eaten, but there's no chazaka of ena trefa, or of ena zvucha.
So to make a bracha on kisui hadam,
make a bracha, you have to be able to eat it. You have to be able to eat it. And okay, since maybe you can't eat it, so there's no bracha. But there's no chazaka of ena zvucha. So that's why we can countenance covering it up without a bracha. But by nevela, there's a chazaka of ena zvucha. You have a suffix nevela, and you don't know if the shechita was ever good. You don't know if the shechita was good. So, if you don't know the shechita was good, you have a cheskas ena zvucha. That's the Bach. So no reason to do kitzur, you have a chazaka. That's, you were wondering why it's in the Shmaitzer. He didn't start giving a yeridei smichas here. There's a chazaka. But prichodesh kasav, Prichodesh comes back and argues with the Bach. Bach chaylik was the dvorim sheinam nechonim. Bach is not correct. The hocha machzikim and nevela gemura. That's what the Bach says. V'divrei teima hein. What is he talking about? Afilu b'sofek hashokol. Pshita d'tzorach l'chassos misofek. Tavlei sveka d'raisa l'chumra. What's he saying here? Ushchitas chayre shayta v'katon. Right, even though we treat their shchita like an avela and there's no kisui hadam at all. Shaini, the Rabbi Meir hoye mechayev al shchitosim b'shem nevela, we take a treat like an avela vaday. Hoye v'roi ma'aseyem u'kul kolem. There's a roi that they mess up. But here, there's a regular suffix. So there's no roi. So there's a suffix. So you do kisui without a bracha. Obviously, the missing link is the cheskas ena zvucha. The teda, the prichodosh continues. The rabbanon, the pligi, the rameyor, mechayvi the chasas misafek to the masik hasa, even by cherishay the mekot, alma the safek shchut the mechayvi the chasas. So even rameyor is chaylik with the rabbanon, but it's a kapodim, it's a safek. So you see, you have to be mechasa. You don't make a bracha, but you have to be mechasa. Chvar hisigu hashach on the bach uboru. Hakol shono, gezel shon hashach. Gama shechilek bein sofik trefa l'sofik b'shchita lo inihir klal. Vochi buchach lehedi b'shas perikisi hadam kebichevi shayt v'katon. Tilav the roi nasayim b'kul kolim as lina luchumra v'hatzrich kisui mi sofek. I am shocked. Vanias daiti, okay, we'll learn just maybe the beginning of the Torah, then I have to stop. Vanias daiti de Rabach Nechonim. The Bach has a good point. The Vade Sofik Shchita Shiny. The Behemoth Becheska Shaino Zvuka. The Bach is not talking in a vacuum. The Bach didn't make up something. He said there's a Chazaka, Cheska Shaino Zvuka. Babalei Vade Nevela, Mishum Chazaka. Vidarminim Bechula, Noi Bodek Vasimonim. Right, if you didn't check the simonim after shechita, you didn't check the lungs. Avul in the vela, matamba b'masa. That sounds pretty vaday to me. The vela, matamba b'masa, because it is chazaka, cheska sheno zvucha. Because of a rib or roz, we wish him cheska sisa sheno zvuach, kedeiza b'shas shom. Okay.
You could say something, you could raise it.
The mashevi, aprichodesh raya, midrabon and drameir, Yishyashim l'fimash yikos l'taisusham t'fimashchol ma'itam d'rameir hurl v'roi ma'aseyem u'kukolim. Picture of Shmuel m'Verdun. Where's Verdun in France?
Yeah, Verdun.
Well, their famous battle that took their World War II. U'v'rabonu ma'itam imro ma'aseyem u'sukonim k'en yeimut l'chom b'shchitosom v'oid ha'shoychet achrein ha'mayin u'savik esar bo'im. Be palgum palgum kain smoich palgum u kukolin l'chazog adoim in b'cheskos iser. It's too complicated. We'll have to come back to it. Okay. Good job.